Talk one, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I thank God for all that He's doing. And I thank God for His ways of holiness. He thinks of everything, and His ways always work because they are well thought out, well planned, well organized. There's something going on that people don't understand yet, and that's the power of hatred. Hatred does things to us that we can't understand right off. The love of God undoes the work, it'll undo the work of hatred. But you have to receive God's love for yourself and adopt it as your own and love others with the love of God. When people try to receive the love of God for themselves and decide not to love others just like God loved them, and they operate according to hatred, their life won't work. It'll remain unbalanced. Hatred, it has no logic at all. When people hate others, work against others, are jealous against others, and they act on it, a sorrow is with it. It's an undoing. Hatred is living in a subtraction. It's the opposite of God's love. It's the opposite of God's will. It's the opposite of God's word. And all the world's things run on hatred. You have to have a measure of hatred just to do the operations and activities of the world. And it can be rejected. That's why the things of darkness, we don't just receive light, we have to reject darkness. You know, it works together. You receive the light and reject darkness. And some darkness don't look like darkness. Some of it looks like fun. But it's wrong. And when I see darkness, and I used to listen to Charles Capps, and he would always talk about speaking the word of God in faith. He called it confessions. And when you can confess your will. And everything I had a problem with, I wanted it out of my life once and for all. So I spoke that I would hate it. So everything that's not of God, I spoke that I rejected it, I hated it. That way it's easy for me to reject it. Because everything of the world is totally, it's against you, it's an enemy. If you're in hot battle, you don't want the enemy around. You don't want the enemy sneaking up on you. You don't want the enemy inside your tent. You don't want your enemy to dress up like one of your brother soldiers and come in your tent and eat with you. You want to know who your enemy is. And people have lost their lives, plans have been blundered because the enemy crept in on the west. And now, we're in the last stages of the church age. And, you know, tares are among the wheat. Some people operate by hatred. They do things they shouldn't do. They have not rejected the darkness, and the enemy will use it against them. And there are people that don't understand why Christians would act the way they do. I do. There are living tares among the wheat. Well, they don't have life in them, but they don't, not the life of God, but they're not, they're half dead. And then there are those that have rejected the love of God, and they're lukewarm. And like I said in other broadcasts, lukewarm people are treacherous. They will betray. They act just like Saul and Diotrephes. And remember Simon the sorcerer? He was using witchcraft. He thought he could buy the Holy Spirit. This is why you have to follow God. And you have to reject the darkness. Everything, every form of darkness is rejectable. You can't reject it. And I would say I hate the sin of pride. I hate the sin of lust. I hate the sin of greed. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. These are the things you don't want in your life. These are the Canaanites that must be driven out of your heart. Your heart is just like the promised land. You got it. You attain it. But you got to drive out every form of darkness. Every thought, deed, action, intent. Fetish, everything that's wrong. You got to drive it away so that you can live the pure life of God. And that way, you'll be able to hear what God has to say unrestricted. And sometimes you'll hear me talk about attachments. Sometimes people are deceived into thinking that the wrong things are okay, and they let it hang, they allow it to hang around, but it's steadily attaching them to the wickedness of this world, the defeat of this world, the demise of this world, the limitations of this world. Attachments can be destroyed. What do you give in to? What do you desire and why? Everything that's not of God must be destroyed out of your life. You can drive it out of your life. You can reject it and drive it out of your life. Some people come to the Lord as we come to the Lord in the condition we're in. Some people are already married, and they have a marriage where they're getting along, but one love God and one don't make up their mind to love God, and the enemy will use any hindrance, any opinion. There are parents that get saved and the children are not. And once somebody gets saved, the surrounding people don't always like it. Some people join them. Now when a parent gets saved in the sight of children, it's an impact to the children. It puts them on the spot. They see a strong change in their parent. And sometimes they get saved and they'll be stable, and it rescues the whole family. Sometimes the husband will get saved and the wife will be corrupt and try to turn the children against him. Sometimes the wife will get saved and the man will hang around and harass her in the sight of the children. And sometimes people are stubborn for a while. Then they get saved. All kind of situations happen. Everybody don't love Jesus. Everybody don't love God. Some people actually hate God. They don't say it. They don't voice it. But they, in their ways and in their actions and what they do, and they are lying, and they are harmful. They will betray you. They may have a somewhat love for their people. They may cry when they die, but they don't. If they don't love God, they either people love God or they don't. Either they're with him or they're against him. Some people know him, know that he is, and they try not to cross the line, but they don't come over and get saved and follow him. So you have all sorts of situations out there, and people are doing all kind of things, and they're living all kind of ways. Children are shaking up and the parents don't say anything about it. They act like it's all right. Folks think it's all right. And their children about to be plunged into hell for living in adultery or fornication. And I don't care who it is. If you do that, you're going to die and go to hell. And then you got these mega churches that turn their face and allow people. They don't give them any boundaries. They don't warn them. and people are buying into lies. And it takes hatred to do these things. They like dumb dogs. You got the dog to bark, so if somebody that shouldn't be out there comes around, they won't even bark. They don't teach the truth. They don't love God's people like they should. But they love the tithe. And they love the fame of ministry. You know, compared to the love of God, I hate all that. I don't want people's money and they go to hell. I don't want people to be, I don't want anything bad to happen, but I have to teach what Jesus taught. He didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. He's going to divide out everything that's not of him. Now, even in a family where people are going to church and going forward, you see the whole family dressed up going to church. Half the family may not even want to be there. And when they get old enough not to go, they just quit going. But God sees everything in real time as it is. When I have to paint a car, I get an old car, if I know I'm going to find rust on the older it is, the more problems I'm going to find on it. So when I begin to sand, it looks decent when it first rolls in, but when I start sanding on it, then I see an old bundle. I got to dig that out because somebody did it wrong. And then I see rust spots. Somebody bundled over rust. And I got to peel all that crap out. And when I do all my dust work, I call that my dust work because I make a dusty mess when I dry sand the car. And then I have to get all the bundle out of it and the rust, and I peel metal back. Now you see it for what it really is. The car was junk. Some parts have actually fallen off in the floor because it was so bad, but it looked good coming in. But when I sandblast or whatever I have to do to get it to where it should be, it looked terrible. It looked like it can't be fixed sometimes. And then I mend it, I treat the metal, cut out the rust, weld in new metal or rivet in aluminum, and then I bond over. Now, there are many ways to fix something, but if it's going to be a show car, you're going to have to weld in new skin on it because people want it just like it was factory. Some people don't have the luxury of having all that money, so I have to rivet in aluminum and bundle over. But what I'm saying, the point is this. When you follow God, you'll begin to see what he sees. And sometimes he'll show you things that really are. He'll guide you into all truth. Some people act like they love God, and some people love God. Some people are unstable. And many times people are unstable or seem unstable because they don't know to reject the darkness. Some people haven't been trained well, but their heart is good. They love God and they won't quit. They don't know all these things I'm talking about, how you can reject darkness. Sometimes people don't know what to watch out for. But the Lord gave me a commission. He said, let not my people lack knowledge. So I teach these dynamics so that people can reject darkness in every way. And God loves you. He cares about you in every capacity. But you got to trust him. And you got to let him do his work. And you got to want it. And the things of the world will hinder you from desiring the things of God. So you got to seek God for yourself. People that won't study the Word of God, they are at a terrible disadvantage. Because that's what defines the wheat from the tares, how you receive the word and how you keep it. Some people, they want the word, they receive it, they rejoice when they hear it, but they don't ever let it develop roots in them. And they get happy, but time something go wrong, they ready to fight. They're feisty because they don't have roots. You got to have roots to where the love of God is a law of itself into you. Something you don't have to fly off the handle and fuss people out just because you get angry or misunderstand something. When you receive the word of God, it's easier for you to understand a situation and not focus on the offense. Offense is always happening. Things can be taken wrong. In time it does. The enemy will poison your mind to believe that this was done against you, and the people don't even have a clue about it. But people can be so focused in on their offenses and how they've been treated to where they think that people are out to get them. And they act touchy. They act like somebody's trying to take something from them. But see, the love of God is greater than all that. You'll begin to understand people, where they are and how they are, and how to love people. One of the wisest prayers I ever prayed, I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. And I began to see other people's side of things and how they think and how they are, more than just what they do and say, but what's going on around them. If a person has come from a skeptical family, don't expect them not to be skeptical. And don't take it personal when they act that way. They're going to die that way. Unless they believe on Jesus and follow his word, they'll begin to believe him and they'll stop being so skeptical. Same thing if a person's feisty. Same thing if a person talks loud. Usually when people talk loud, they came from a family where people were in competition to get their point across. And the larger the family, the louder they talk. And they out in public talking loud. And I'm not talking about being mean. They just talk. You can, just like Sherlock Holmes could recognize what's going on from the evidence he has. Some things are evidential. Some things are evidential. If a quiet person come from, you know, they may be an only child. Or they may have older siblings and that do everything for them. They don't speak up for themselves. You know, this trait is among the youngest person. And people always help them and do things for them. They don't learn to voice their thoughts and opinions. But see, the love of God gives you insight. Because God has insight. And you look at things without offense. You look at things from a greater perspective. And you have the living love of God in you. You have more to work with. When you have the love of God going on, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do everything that should be done. And God loves us. He cares about us in every way, every capacity there is. And then when you get rid of the interference, when something is not quite right, you'll know how to judge it. You'll know what to say. You'll have the insight without the fiery darts of the enemy. The enemy speaking his lies to cause you to believe wrong. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. The next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.